I believe shining your light is twofold. It's not just for people to see on the external. I mean, it's absolutely wonderful to see that we have made an impact in the lives of other people. Absolutely, that is important. But for you to also at the same time acknowledge, recognize, identify that these aspects on the external is a reflection of all the work, all the learning, all your growth that has taken place on the inside, which is being beautifully illuminated on the outside. Welcome to Zest for Life podcast, designed to give you the motivation, inspiration, and a bounce in your step. I'm your host, Sharona Javen, and I'm so excited to have you join us for today's episode. I've spent the past few decades educating and sprinkling my joy and zest for life around the world, having lived on 5 continents. I am passionate about living life with zest. In this podcast, we'll dive deeper into everyday conversations on mindset, self-improvement, relationships, change, careers, the ebbs and flows of life, and many, many more topics that you get to be part of just by tuning in every Monday. Friends, let's not settle with just okay by being bogged down with the mundaneness of life, but be invigorated by my voice, motivational teachings, and true stories to ignite some zest into your life. So pull up a seat and make sure you're cozy. This is the Zest for Life podcast. Let's get started. Hello and welcome to the Zest for Life podcast. Let's begin with a review from one of our listeners with the initials SD, who's titled their review as Great Motivational Topics. Sharona is a ray of sunshine. You cannot help but smile listening to her speak. Great podcast for when you need a boost. Oh, thank you. Thanks so much, SD. Thank you for the 5 stars and the wonderful review on Apple Podcast. If you're listening and have ever received inspiration, encouragement, or just left feeling a lot better, please leave a review on Apple Podcast. I'll be sure to read it here. It was such a pleasure to have been personally invited to an event for International Women's Day last week. It was so great, and I hope that you also had opportunities in your city to connect with your community and engage with other like-minded people. One of the things I enjoyed and appreciated about the event was a panel of speakers, both men and women, who either inspired or challenged my thoughts. So it got me thinking how vital the community that you keep, the people that you spend time with in conversation, the podcasts that you listen to, the books that you read, and all these things inform and feed your mind. So let's pack that in this episode. What was really evident in that room was the caliber of people that were invited. It was a smaller number of people, but it was a smaller number of people who were like-minded. So it's not so much about the numbers, but the collective group of like-minded people. I think it's essential to be in a room where you don't know it all. You're not the beholder of all knowledge. You, in fact, can enter the room as a learner if that is what you want. I know that I don't want to be the person who knows it all. Goodness, I really don't know it all. I know it's good for me to be in spaces where there are people that are smarter than myself. Some of the things I really love doing regularly is exposing myself to different kinds of knowledge bases. For example, it might be business or education or self-development or spiritual groups or interest groups. I find that I gain a lot of knowledge when I'm meeting with diverse people, when I'm engaging in different types of conversations with other people. Often, I discover new things. It's all part of growth. Your degree, I'm sure. It is so essential to not only surround yourself with people that know just as much as you, but I encourage you to surround yourself with people that have already gone ahead of you, people that have achieved things that you are aspiring to achieve in your own life. It doesn't need to always be in regards to your career. It could be in regards to being a better parent, being a better wife, or a girlfriend, or a daughter, or a friend. It could be that you want to become better in your interests or your hobbies. For example, you might love photography and you just want to be better in photography. I know I do. So you might join a group where people are ahead of you in the game so that you can learn from them. You can be someone that is getting coached without actually thinking it's coaching, but you're getting mentored by people that are already a few steps ahead. They don't need to be 10 steps ahead. Just someone who is 2 or 3 steps ahead is someone who is not too far removed from your starting point that you can actually learn and glean so much from, and they understand where you're at. One example I can share is, you know how much I love examples. So this was when I was doing my education leadership degree, and I remember sitting in a room filled with people that were outstanding leaders, and not only in their schools or the organizations, but people who own their own companies and really looking at leadership and how leadership is done. In order to do this particular master's degree, the prerequisites were that you had to have held leadership positions in your career, including, you know, supporting documents to bolster your application. And after a thorough screening, you were then accepted into the program. So it was understood that everyone in the educational leadership degree had to be at a certain level in their career. I found that I was in a room full of people that I felt were 10 steps ahead of me. They were outstanding, high-achieving, incredibly intelligent people with far more experiences than what I had. That's how I felt. There was a bit of an uncomfortable feeling of inadequacy, some self-doubt, imposter syndrome, and sometimes feeling like I didn't belong in that space. But I knew that I did belong in that space because I was accepted into the master's leadership degree. So I knew that that in itself meant that I was meant to be in that space. However, in my mind, you know, we all have those thoughts running through our mind. So in my mind, stepping into a space where I felt like everyone else was so much better than me in regard to knowledge and skills, it was quite intimidating, to be honest. But I didn't let the intimidation or the self-doubt or the feeling like I didn't belong in that space overshadow the fact that I brought incredible skills, knowledge, experiences into the room that perhaps not everyone held. They may have held incredible positions and climbed up the ladder in their company. Nevertheless, in addition to that, I came with unique, rich life skills where I had lived on multiple different continents and traveled and worked in different, you know, parts of the world, where I developed a ton of character skills, people skills, and also brought diverse experiences. You know, when you're living and working in different parts of the world, you've got to adjust and learn different systems, different procedures, different ways of thinking, learning, and being. So what I want to encourage you while you're listening to this podcast is, don't feel like you've got nothing to bring to the table. You have got so many other assets that you need to remind yourself that you have, that only you bring to the table. I am really emphasizing this point. Gosh, I remember listening to all these people during my master's who I felt were so much further in their career and feeling so inadequate. But I want to encourage you again. I say I want to encourage you, yes, you that's listening right now, to not let that debilitate you from using your voice, from speaking from your experience, from bringing something of value to the table. You may not think it's of value, but there will be someone in that discussion, in that room, in your sphere of influence that it has resonance with. And remember, we're all on this learning journey. We're not meant to know it all at every single point of the journey. When we start in the journey, we are all beginners. We've all been beginners at some point. We are sometimes learners. We are sometimes totally inexperienced in an area or in different points in our life journey. We are actually the go-to person. You know, we get to a point sometimes where we're so highly qualified and experienced with profound knowledge. So it really depends on which point, at which snapshot people have that interaction with us. We value every single part of those interactions because every single part of the journey is building up to who you are today. It is building up not just your knowledge or your skills, it is building your character, your strength, the fact that you believe in yourself, the fact that you are worthy, you are capable, you are equipped with the tools. And if you don't know something, you have it in you to go and seek out people, resources, mentors, coaches, podcasts, listen, read. You know, you can learn. So, you know, you are not just walking and talking a wealth of knowledge, this body of knowledge, this walking, talking encyclopedia. Well, let's reword that to this current era. You're not just a walking, talking Wikipedia or Google. You are more than capable. You have so much intelligence inside of you that needs to be woken up, that needs to be brought to the surface so that you can shine. After all, we are created in the image of our creator. For me, it is God. Maybe it's another divine source for you. I believe shining your light is twofold. It's not just for people to see on the external. I mean, it's absolutely wonderful to see that we have made an impact in the lives of other people. Absolutely, that is important. But for you to also at the same time acknowledge, recognize, identify that these aspects on the external is a reflection of all the work, all the learning, all your growth that has taken place on the inside, which is being beautifully illuminated on the outside. It may show up in your job, in your personal life, in your friendships, in all the walk and the talk that you do. It might just be oozing out of you because it's all begun on the inside, your mind. Now, let's talk about that. Your mind is so powerful. Everyone listening, your mind is so, so powerful. We are constantly training the mind. The mind is in constant training on earth through all the experiences, through all the work that we do and the way we show up in this world. It always goes back to how you think because how you think is actually creating those thought patterns and the narratives that you hold. We are in this continuous process of dismantling narratives that don't serve us, rewiring our brains into newer pathways that will ultimately serve your mission, your quest on this earth, with even much more gusto and zest and purpose. I know you want that for your life because that is why you're listening to this particular episode. Especially, it is not by mistake that you've tuned into this particular episode. Take it as a learning. Take this as a word of inspiration, encouragement, and implement it into your life. It's crucial to your growth to implement what you hear. Now that you've heard it, it is in your psyche because you're listening to this podcast and it's in your mind, it's in your psyche. So however, in order for it to really transform your life, you have to put steps in place for the transformation to occur in your life so you can live your best life on earth. And I know you want that, and I want that for you. Okay, one last thing. What was very interesting as I reflected on the event is that people came up to me, people approached me afterwards and said hello. And immediately with the hello, they said, I love your energy. You have great energy. And then introduced themselves with their name. This happened multiple times throughout the International Women's Day event. I also recall someone saying how they are feeding off my positive energy and they felt energized and positive just by our interaction. I do get these comments a lot, and I'm sharing this to highlight it's not necessarily our wealth of knowledge or skills that attracts people to us, not just people, but like-minded people to us. I believe it's in the energy you carry, that zest for life. And how do you get that zest for life, you might be thinking. So if you're wondering that, well, it's constant inner work that you need to be doing. Yes, it's part of my personality and I am a friendly, warm person. You know, people approach me all the time. However, you also have to understand there's a lot of deep work that I've done over the years, all the time, every time. And there's a lot of reflection, a lot of the practices which I have shared here, which are sprinkled throughout all my episodes. So do check out my episodes. As you do the inner work, people automatically are drawn to you. You know the saying, like attracts like. To summarize, so we really talked about the macro and then went to the micro, so the external and then the internal. So first we talked about community. I really highlighted the importance of expanding your knowledge by connecting with different people and learning from those people who have already achieved what you're striving for. It's all about surrounding yourself with individuals who are a few steps ahead of you in various areas of your life, whether it's career or relationships, hobbies or personal growth. By being around these people, you can gain valuable insights and grow in different aspects of your life. It's like getting mentored by those who understand where you're at and can help you, guide you along the way. Then we zoomed in on the micro or the internal, where we emphasize the power of the mind and how our thoughts shape our experiences and perceptions in life. Remember that our minds are constantly being trained through our actions and interactions, or your thoughts, ultimately influencing the thought patterns and beliefs we hold. Now, if you want to delve deeper into the mind, if it's an area that you want to grow and expand on, or you're just curious about, I have been a great fan of Dr. Caroline Leaf's work for over a decade now. I've also had the honor of hearing her live, meeting her in person, and having three of her books autographed. She is a world-renowned neuroscientist. Google her. She has an excellent podcast called Cleaning Up the Mental Mess. I'll leave you with one of her quotes, where we switch on happiness, peace, and good health, or switch on anxiety, worry, and negativity, we are changing the physical substance of the brain. Then she goes on to say, how we think not only affects our own spirit, soul, and body, but also people around us. Now, have an awesome week, everyone. And if you are not yet connected on Instagram, let's be pals at Zest for Life Podcast. I'll see you there. And meanwhile, together, let's trailblaze through life with more zest. I'm over here giving you a virtual high five for listening to today's episode. Thank you for tuning into the Zest for Life podcast. I hope this episode has filled your day with inspiration, laughter, and a whole lot of zest. If you're finding value in this podcast, I would greatly appreciate if you could leave me up to a 5-star review. It would mean the world to me. Also, make sure you have your automatic downloads turned on wherever you listen to your podcast, so the weekly Zest for Life podcast is in your queue and ready to bring you inspiration, motivation, and an injection of zing you didn't even know you needed. Together, let's trailblaze through life with more zest. Let's go.